We didn't hear from him, but we were constantly in contact with the Global Sumud Flotilla International's representatives. And then yesterday I attended a webinar in which they gave us feedback, and we could, of course, see the videos that even the Israelis were posting to show us what was happening while they were captured and eventually set free. But we were not directly in contact with the actual delegates. But I just want to also, you know, report to our listeners what has happened when they were taken from their ships very brutally and forced. I mean, some of the vessels were shot at, people were shot with rubber bullets, people were tortured when they were put on this prison ship. They were brutalized. If you look at the videos that are coming out now, how badly they were beaten. And the Israelis tried to humiliate them. They were put in positions once they were at the in the prison on their knees with their head on hard surface, and even in some cases in water. And you know what my thoughts were, as they thought they were, because they said this in videos, yeah, they thought they were humiliating our people. But actually, you know, our people would have been in those positions absolutely satisfied with, you know, their endeavor and wanting to try to get the aid to the people of Gaza. So if they even had the inclination that they were humiliating our people, certainly they were not. All that they were doing was strengthening the delegates' commitment to continue with their fight to free Palestine, yeah, and the people of Gaza, and taking food and aid to them. And also, I mean, it needs to be known that the Freedom Flotilla's representatives are reporting that there's been physical abuse, mental abuse, sexual violence, hospitalizations. So it has been very, very bad. She's going to see her husband, and she spoke with him this morning at 2:30, and she said, he's fine, he's fine. And I'm thinking, okay, we'll get all the experience news later. For now, it's just happiness and joyfulness that they are safe. But on the other hand, there is, you know, 11 ton of aid has gotten lost, will not reach Gaza. So there is the sadness about that. And then there's the renewed commitment to again try and again try, you know, to take them aid and to, you know, get the passage open, the sea passage open, that aid can read, you know, to reach the people of Gaza. So there's such a mingle-moose of different feelings. I mean, I can only imagine. I didn't speak with the grandchildren of his yet. I can only imagine that they'll be, you know, tomorrow, we are expecting that they will be arriving at about 8:30 this tomorrow evening. And I can just imagine that about 5 or 6, the grandchildren will already be at the airport waiting for their papa and his children. And we're really urging the community to be there, show up in your numbers, you know, because it is us making a stand. It's, you know, it's the world, it's all our commitment, it's all our videos, it's that it helped that they were freed so quickly. We now know the value of our voices, you know, how important it is to make our voices known and to stand up for justice and humanity for all people, all oppressed people of the world. So I think at the end of the day, we're coming away from it. And I mean, I think we still have a journey, because I do believe that all the delegates are going to need trauma counseling, etc. But even though they would be traumatized, believe me, their commitment, you know, to free the people of Palestine, to aid the people in Gaza, remain absolutely committed, and the loyalty is just strengthened.